Yes, good morning. This is Marlon here. The inspiration for this morning, I pray that God will inspire you by His Word this morning. Start by reading in Psalm 61, verse 1 to 4. I just want to bring out some verses this morning on who God is. He is our high tower, He is our shield, His protector. So I just want to lift up His glory this morning, today. Psalm 61, 1 to 4 says, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto you. My heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower for me. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the cover of thy wings." And the cover of thy wings is a shelter. A picture of a shelter over us, protecting us. And Psalm 62 says, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." So again, in the picture of God and this, the promise that He is the rock. And Second Samuel 22, verse 2 to 4. And he said, "The Lord is my God and my fortress, my deliverer, the God of my rock, in Him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower." The high tower there is a place of refuge. There's a place where in the ancient cities, they could defend that high tower. They could go in the high tower and they could defend the high tower if all else fell away. And that's how they could start. If all else falls away, we can go to God. "And my refuge, my Savior, thou saves me from the violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." There again, a picture of an angel just coming at you. Those barrels, why? We can turn to God, and God will keep us safe. He promises to do that. In Psalms 18, 1 to 6. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and mine ears came before him, even, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. And then you can see that, once again, God just wants us to trust in him. Even when things are falling around us. I'm reading these verses so we really get the idea that God does care about us, and he loves us, and he wants us to run to him in times of distress. In Proverbs 18, verse 10, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe." And that's very true. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. There's no name higher than the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, you can call upon God in the name of Jesus, and He will come and protect you. And then we come back to Psalms 91, verse 4. He says, "He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and a buckler." And I don't know if you ever grew up on a farm, but you have the chickens, and the mother hen, you have the chick, and when something scares them, they all start running around. They start running for their mother. Their mother puts out their wings, and the chicks run underneath the hen, and they feel safe there. And that's the picture that God is drawing for us in this verse. He says, "He shall cover thee with His feathers." and under his wings shalt thou trust. And truth shall, his truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. And that's how God is. Like I just said earlier, if there's problems in your life, and you know that your heart is clear with God, there's no sin in your life, but there's still all kinds of accusations, whatever it may be getting thrown at you, the key is to make sure your heart is clear with God. But if it is, then you can cry out and grab all these promises by faith, knowing that God will pull you under his wings and will protect you and keep you safe. Well, God bless you, and have a great day.